Annie. I'm your host, Annie, and today I'm going to be talking to you about a lot of things. Before I get started, the answer to the last trivia question was Brian Sipe. I forgot to talk about the Super Bowl after the big game, but it's a little too late now. The Chiefs did win, nothing new, same old, but the 49ers did play well. There is some breaking news about the Browns. The Browns are trading their 2024 fourth and fifth round pick to the Broncos for Jerry Jeudy. Maybe after this trade, Deshaun Watson will actually get off the bench and play for us and earn that money that we gave him. The Browns are going to be very dangerous next season, or this upcoming season, if we get Nick Chubb back, if we get Deshaun Watson back, even Joe Flacco, David Njoku, Jerry Jeudy, and all our other players, our valuable players, we might have a real chance this season. We might have a real chance. This is what the Browns need to do. Give Jerry Jeudy a contract. Give Nick Chubb a new contract and keep him a Browns for life. Reconstruct Watson's contract because he does not deserve all that money yet. He hasn't proved that. And we won't run out of cap space. And then we could find more valuable players. And we could eventually try to get to the Super Bowl if we reconstruct Watson's contract. Problem solved. In other news but football related, Mitch Trubisky signed with the Bills and the Steelers had an interview with Russell Wilson. In other news, it's almost baseball season, less than a month away before the season starts. The Guardians' home opener is April 8th, which happens to be the same day as the Eclipse, so the game will be at 5. If you do want to watch the Eclipse and you want to go downtown, get down there earlier to avoid traffic. Today's trivia question, which is brought to you by You Gotta Know Cleveland Sports Trivia Game, is what massive downtown sports venue hosted its first event in July of 1999? The answer will be in the next episode. Have a great day and go Browns and Guardians.